God's work is a fire in the bones,
and I cannot keep it in.
We are not building an institution or a program.
We are building the kingdom of God.
This is Do Not Keep Silent.
Oh, good evening, friends. This is Do Not Keep Silent. We're going to take a look at the doctrines of Genesis tonight. Very excited to share what I have with you tonight. And this is Do Not Keep Silent. Oh, don't be a pushover. As we get started here tonight, I'd like to share with you a quote from Caleb Harrison, who's the president of Engage Truth Ministries, getting us started here. Very often today, you will hear from people claim that it doesn't matter what you believe about Genesis. All that matters is that you believe in Jesus. Friends, in the doctrines of Genesis, this is a resource that Worldview Warriors is publishing here, written by Charlie Wolcott, one of our author, blogger, speaker for the ministry. This resource showcases what it means to be an image bearer of God according to Genesis, what it looks like to trust in the absolute authority of God's perfect word, starting in Genesis, and why the first and second Adam are so important. Caleb Harrison goes on. Wolcott tenaciously points out how an inconsistent and compromised hermeneutic in Genesis leads to an incoherent hermeneutic in the New Testament. Granted, many people do not always realize their inconsistencies with Genesis, yet are true Christians. But Wolcott points out the problems if people are consistent and carry over their wrong interpretations in Genesis, then it creates problems with the New Testament's use of the Old Testament. Furthermore, this is masterfully demonstrated when Wolcott points out how even anti-creationists understand the problem of the necessity of the gospel and character of God if he allegedly created it to have lots of death prior to Adam and Eve. Everyone will be blessed to carefully read this book and ponder Wolcott's points on the doctrines of Genesis. Again, from Caleb Harrison, president of Engage Truth Ministries. And friends, with that in mind, I'd like to share with you just a bit out of the doctrines of Genesis. Again, this resource available in paperback and Kindle. You'll be able to find it at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Also, you can find it on Amazon there. The Doctrines of Genesis, written by C.A. Wolcott. Friends, in this book, Charlie unpacks Genesis and showcases how these first chapters of the Bible give some kind of seed form of each tenet of Christianity that has been taught throughout the ages. He uses a combination of the Apostles' Creed and the Nicene Creeds for the basis for this. Now, these creeds are not necessarily definitive statements about Christianity, but rather they are a good base to work with. So keep in mind that the creeds were written primarily to deal with the battles the church leaders fought in their day. So while they do not explicitly reference Genesis, again, specifically, other than identifying God as creator, without Genesis saying what it says, none of those doctrines can make sense. Friends, I'd like to share with you just a bit of these creeds side by side. I'll do what I can over the air here to help you understand how these are so connected. In the Apostles' Creed, we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. The Nicene Creed, I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. Very similar. The Apostles' Creed goes on to say, I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord. The Nicene Creed states it just a bit longer. And in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. Again, friends, this creed, the Nicene Creed, Jesus is God. He's creator by whom all things were made, who for us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven. There's so much more we could go into, and I do encourage you to get to know both of those creeds so much more, the Nicene Creed and the Apostles' Creed as well. Again, this is Do Not Keep Silent. My name's Jason DeZurich, your host for the program. I want to continue sharing with you out of this resource just a bit as we continue on here. Charlie goes on to say, I want to emphasize that each time a creed or a catechism was established, there may have been doctrines that were always known and taught, but never had to be explicitly focused on because they were not under attack at the time. We do not see a lot of issues about Genesis directly in the creeds because at the time, all you needed to refute false origin models was to identify God as the creator. And everything that came with it was crystal clear. Now that origins is the front line of the war, the doctrine of origins needs to be codified, friends. In this book, in this resource, friends, Charlie takes each tenet of the creeds and describes what each statement means in a nutshell. Then he takes a quote from Genesis that gives the key seed or image of that doctrine. From there, he explores and unpacks the text, examine the statements through the rest of Scripture that support it, and then show where Jesus fulfills the statement. Friends, again, it starts with, I believe in God the Father. Friends, Christianity is about God. In every other religion, the gods are out there, but man is the hero. In Christianity, God is the hero, and man is both the villain and the damsel in distress. God set up the story, started the story, acts in the story, and will end the story. Friends, in systematic theology, the creeds and the confessions, the basis for everything starts with the Bible. But as soon as Scripture is established, all these writings, teachings, and systems in theological studies then move on to God the Father and establishing who He is and what He is like. Friends, unless we understand God, even at a basic level, we will not understand the gospel or anything else. Again, Genesis 1:1 states, in the beginning, God. Friends, who is God? This is a fundamental question that must be answered for anything to make sense. Friends, until recently, no one ever questioned God's existence. It was plainly obvious. Everyone was is hardwired from birth to believe and acknowledge God. The evidence for his existence is without question. The Bible never once attempts to prove God's existence by any intellectual means, and, well, neither will I here. It is painfully obvious to the point that Paul states in Romans 1:19-20 that no one has an excuse for denying God's existence. So I'll go into that more later on. And again, this resource, the doctrines of Genesis, be able to find it at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org, available in paperback and Kindle. Excited for this to be released out to the public. Charlie's put so much work into this. And I do also want to take some time and share with you from Charlie himself of what it was like to put this together, simply because it's been a labor of love for us here at Worldview Warriors, to be quite honest with you. But before I get to that, I wanted to share with you from the host of the Current Topics in Science podcast, Christopher Cernacki. Sometimes dreams do come true. 2016 is the year in question. Back then, I had this thought, one that gripped me after making a list of 40 doctrines that have their basis in Genesis. I thought, this is from Christopher, I thought, wouldn't it be great if there was a theology textbook that showed that the book of Genesis is not only the origins account of the universe, but of the basic doctrines of the Christian church? Genesis introduces the Trinity, the power of God's word, and records the first prophecy given about the then coming Messiah, who was Christ Jesus, of course. Charlie Wilcott in the Doctrines of Genesis was an answer to that prayer from 2016. Beyond that, rather than being a dense book, the Doctrines of Genesis is a readable work, one you'll want to have on your bookshelf, whether you're a pastor looking for a cohesive work on doctrine or an apologist looking for a work that will definitively demonstrate the unimaginable importance of the book of Genesis. God's word is no less important today than when the canon closed with Revelation. And so, what better way to approach the whole account than by going back to the beginning? Indeed, the Doctrines of Genesis is a tour de force and a dream come true for any apologist. I just encourage you, friends, go check this out, worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. My name is Jason Dzurek, your host for the program. You can find us online. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. And when I come back, again, I want to dig into for you what it was like for Charlie to put this whole resource together, just to give you some give you some background to how this all came about, simply because things just don't happen, friends. I know a lot of times we just think, oh, well, that was interesting. That sure just happened. Well, no, things just don't happen. It's not always a miracle. God gives us a mind and gives us intellect. And I am so excited to share that this resource is coming very soon. Again, the Doctrines of Genesis, written by C.A. Wilcott. You'll be able to find it at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Again, this is Do Not Keep Silent. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. And again, I do appreciate you being with me simply because, friends, as we work these shows and put them together, we're just excited that you are part of what's happening here with the ministry.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason Dzurek.
Discipleship is so important. Be thankful for those men and women that come alongside of you and don't whine or complain or make excuses for you or for themselves along the way. Be thankful for the positive people in your life. They can be so few and far between. They are gifts given to you by Almighty God. Be thankful for them and be thankful to God for bringing them into your life. Remember them and thank them to their face or write them a note. How about doing that right now? In fact, I encourage you to do what it says in Hebrews 10:24. Consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason Dzurek.
Today, I'd like to direct you to 1 Timothy 1, 3 through 4 as we begin our topic about circular reasoning. For those of you who love to evaluate things using logic, circular reasoning can either trick you or drive you completely insane. The basic meaning of this phrase has to do with attempting to prove a theory to be true, even claiming you have proof, when the reality is that your proof is dependent upon a piece of evidence that only exists if your theory is true. Now, that may be difficult to wrap our brains around, so friends, I encourage you to go check out Logan Ames' blog post titled Circular Reasoning. He's got two great examples for us to take a look at.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, go find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Greatly appreciate you being with us here. And friends, since we're taking a look at Genesis tonight, I thought it might be appropriate to, well, talk about the rainbow just a bit. So happy Noah Covenant Awareness Month. Because, friends, two quick reminders about rainbows that I'd like to share with you. Number one, a rainbow has seven main colors, not six. Number two, a rainbow is the sign of the covenant that Almighty God will not flood the whole earth again. Friends, I praise God for the real reason for the rainbow. We all need to seriously respect Almighty God and His ways. He said, I will establish my covenant with you. Never again will all life be destroyed by the waters of a flood. Never again will there be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, this is the sign of the covenant I am making between me and you and every living creature with you. A covenant for all generations to come. I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. Whenever I bring clouds over the earth and the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will remember my covenant between me and you and all living creatures of every kind. Never again will the waters become a flood to destroy all life. Whenever the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and all living creatures of every kind on the earth. That's Genesis 9, 11 through 16. Friends, this covenant is an unconditional covenant because it does not depend upon anything Noah or his descendants had to do to fulfill this covenant. The promise, friends, the promise is based upon God's faithfulness alone. Let us not forget this. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Appreciate you being with me here for the program, and while we keep moving, wanted to share with you just a bit as we wrap up from Charlie Wolcott, the author of The Doctrines of Genesis. Friends, this is his fifth book to be released. It's The Doctrines of Genesis, and I'm very excited for this to come out. Friends, when the reality of The Doctrines of Genesis being published began to sink in, and exactly what Charlie had sought to do with this book was being revealed. Friends, I stated that this was pretty much a dream come true. It is a resource that I was hoping we could release when we started way back in 2006. And to be honest, I was hoping even before that time. Friends, you know, I have a saying that I say all the time. The way forward is back. Friends, this message is that the only way we can truly move forward in a positive direction is go back to the foundations, not just in our nation, but in the Bible. Back to the concepts, I should say, to not just concepts, but how things were ordained and instituted in the first place. Friends, I just encourage you to consider checking this out. The Doctrines of Genesis, well, came to mind most specifically when Charlie's pastor at the time at the church he was attending made the statement that all doctrines of Christianity have some root in Genesis. He'd really not heard it articulated in that way. And the more he thought about it, he began to realize that, yeah, this statement was true. And friends, even at the sharing of this, Charlie, and even me, I have not heard of anyone actually going through and fleshing out that statement at all. Now, Dr. Henry Morris talked about it in The Long War Against God and cited 200 plus verses in the New Testament that tied directly to Genesis, but it really never went beyond that. If you ask a solid young earth creationist theologian how any particular doctrine points to Genesis, he could probably tell you. Friends, however, there are no resources, at least that we know of, that could be there, that actually showcase this truth. I mean, friends, not even John MacArthur, someone we greatly respect here, does this in his book and sermon series, The Battle for the Beginning. And not just Charlie, but we both were just simply baffled at this fact. So Charlie decided to actually write it. He tried multiple approaches and angles in getting it going. Friends, at first, he just went through Genesis and made a list of all the common doctrines we teach today that directly come from the book. Doctrines like God as creator, the work week, marriage, clothing, judgment for sin individually and globally, the promise of a savior, salvation from judgment, again, etc., all found in the book of Genesis. But something wasn't right with that. Charlie wanted something more and stronger. I did too, and I'm glad he did the work. Genesis gives the first images, first pictures, and the seed form. But it's not always directly visible to see where it leads. After trying this route, Charlie decided to go with doctrines that nearly every Christian denomination believes, the apostles and Nicene creeds. Friends, at the time, he was teaching a Bible study with his previous church, and they were, well, setting up to teach on the Apostles' Creed and why it needed to be written. Charlie sought to take each tenet and trace it through Scripture back to Genesis. Well, this worked. He found himself chasing a lot more, well, rabbit trails and drifting off topic more than he liked. After getting some feedback from peers, he gave it one more run through. And this time, he took the creedal statement, described it, cited the initial Genesis scripture where it would first be mentioned, and built forward from Genesis to flesh out the statement. And friends, while he did this, and this is where at least I think it gets really awesome. While he did this, he read through the New Testament twice and marked every passage that would only make sense if Genesis were true as written. Now get this. He found 237 such passages. And Charlie even admittedly does not believe that's comprehensive. With that, he did what no other author that we know of has done besides, well, some websites with the power of search engines and sorting. He listed each reference and their source. Friends, there is so much more with this resource. I do want to encourage you to check it out. The Doctrines of Genesis, written by C.A. Wolcott. Again, author, blogger, speaker for the ministry. Someone I greatly, greatly respect for doing this. And I'm just glad he did it simply because I think it is that important for our Christian faith, not just in this nation, not just for the future, but for now, the world we're finding ourselves in. We need to realize that the way forward is back, not just for our nation, but the church as well. We need to stop standing on false teachings and calling it the truth. We need to get back to the truth of what's going on, not just in the world, but the truth of the Bible. Again, from Caleb Harrison, Engage Truth Ministries, the president of that ministry. He stated, very often today, you will hear from people claim that it doesn't matter what you believe about Genesis. All that matters is that you believe in Jesus. In Doctrines of Genesis, Charlie Wolcott showcases what it means to be an image bearer of God according to Genesis. What it looks like to trust in the absolute authority of God's perfect word, starting in Genesis, and why the first and second Adam are so important. Wolcott does a great job showing that Paul's focus on the Christ crucified makes sense because Genesis is a true historical account. That's important, friends. It's not just a story. Wolcott tenaciously points out how an inconsistent and compromised hermeneutic in Genesis leads to an incoherent hermeneutic in the New Testament. Granted, many people do not always realize their inconsistencies with Genesis, yet are true Christians. But Wolcott points out the problems. If people are consistent and carry over their wrong interpretations in Genesis, then it creates problems with the New Testament's use of the Old Testament. Friends, there's so much more. The doctrines of Genesis, written by Charlie Wolcott, and again, that quote is from Caleb Harrison, Engage Truth Ministries, president of that ministry. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. The doctrines of Genesis, available in paperback and Kindle. This is Do Not Keep Silent. I'm not a pushover.
Be made new in Jesus Christ.
I will play your games. Just let me be.
Find us online
at donotkeepsilent.com.